Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
It's never anonymous. My mother-in-law thinks I'm a bad mom because I'm not a helicopter parent.
Uh-oh.
And that's the message we got from our listener, Amy, who lives in Hilton at 333 Huntington Drive.
Her social security is...
Amy writes in and says, "Morning, guys. Thought this might take a good segment for your show. Not a huge fan of my mother-in-law, and to make things worse, she thinks I'm a bad parent. In not so many words, because I don't parent the way that she does. My child is an incredible independent player, and also loves to play with me. If I'm not breathing down my toddler's neck." Sitting in his playpen every time he wants to play all day, my mother-in-law assumes my son is being neglected and even implies how she's a great mom because she wouldn't clean the house when she was playing with her kids. She would give them her undivided attention and had the ability to see things before they happened and prevent them. Call it motherly intuition, if you will. For example, I let my son run in the living room. And she says, your mom brain will kick in and you'll be able to see the issues before they happen. That's hard to do, though, if you're distracted, if you're a distracted mother who's not watching your child because you're cleaning. I've had the conversation with her that it's okay if he runs into the couch and falls over. It's not a big deal.
Right.
To her, it's the end of the world and is ready to call 911 immediately. Does anyone else find it to be incredibly offensive that she thinks I don't have motherly instincts just because I'm not letting intrusive thoughts ruin my day? I let my kid be a kid, and I'm not going to bubble wrap him so he doesn't get hurt. I would love to hear from others if you have also experienced an in-law or a parent who acts the same way. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Classic monster-in-law. Classic.
You know, we've had this conversation on the show. I think it was months back. There are some parents who do not approve of their kids' parenting because it's not the way they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they will not let you forget it.
No.
They will tell you any chance they get, which I don't know. I think it's inappropriate. And I honestly think it hinders them as a parent because it makes them like second guess themselves.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Am I doing things wrong here?
585-252-9800. Have any of you guys run into this issue with your in-laws or your parents when it comes to parenting? You don't have to be a helicopter parent to be a good parent, right? Right? Of course not.
I honestly feel like the harder you squeeze, the more they're going to ooze out the sides. You know what I mean?
It's interesting. Okay.
Period.
it's a matter of fact. Let's go over to, all right, we got a couple of texts coming in as we speak. Let's go over to our girl Courtney here. A lot of parents start internally panicking when we do anything different than they did, like it's an insult to their skills. That's pretty much my mom. It is just a projection. I get it's frustrating, but let her know whatever happens that you are prepared to deal with the issues differently than how she did it. Amen.
Absolutely. And also, not to mention, we're in different circumstances. We're in different eras. Like, is that not taken into consideration whatsoever? We're not going to parent the same. We're not growing up in the same era. Like, your worries back in the 60s are not the same worries I'm having today.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would imagine that to be true. Mia says, just wanted to say that those motherly instincts your mother-in-law has is actually called anxiety.
Right. And she's pushing it on to you.
That's what that is.
Trying to be helpful. Like, that's simply not helpful.
Is it motherly instincts or is it anxiety? Most likely it's the latter there. My mother-in-law is like this too, you guys. My toddler was climbing a two-step stool to nowhere. And my mother-in-law started internally freaking out and asked me if I was going to do anything about it. I said, no, they're on carpet. There's not going to be any serious injury. She got all ruffled and told me in her day, they tried to prevent injuries like that. Well, that's all right. You got to toughen these kids up.
Got to do it. Only way. That's the only way.
You know, when my brothers had kids, because now my younger brother has his own twins and my older brother has three kids. Mm-hmm. And I always kind of like paid attention of how my parents were going to react to their parenting.
Right.
And for the most part, from what I've been able to gather, they kind of mind their own business.
Right.
Which is probably for the best.
They're like, you do you.
You know?
You do you. This person says, mother-in-law would benefit from working on her anxiety and control issues in therapy.
Okay, you're not going to convince someone like that to go to therapy.
Who knows?
There's no way.
Who knows?
I agree, but I'm just saying that's I don't know if that's a hill you're willing to die on, trying to get your mother-in-law to go to therapy. Can you even imagine suggesting that?
I think
your motherly instincts, I think it's actually anxiety. You're going to have to go to therapy.
But I think, honestly, this is where, depending on the relationship, your husband steps in and shares with their own mother, hey, queen, it's not working out. Because it's going to, again, depending on the relationship, it's going to mean a lot more coming from him, her own child, than her daughter-in-law, who or may not hate.
Right.
Who knows, truly.
Yeah, I think it's a lot harder for some people to do that with their own parents. I don't know why. It's just that so many people just don't want to step on toes. And I think the reason for that being is that when you depend on your in-laws to come and watch your kids because you don't want to pay for childcare, you have to
play by their rules.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Let's go over to Kaylee, who's weighing in for parental. My kids have always learned best from natural consequences. If I sat there and controlled their entire world, then they wouldn't learn a thing. And if you guys are just tuning in right now, Amy from Hilton wrote in for Parental Confidential that she thinks her mother-in-law thinks she's a bad mom because she's not a helicopter parent. Mm-hmm. She doesn't parent the way her mother-in-law did years back. And that's okay. My parents and in-laws, this is coming in from another listener, my parents and in-laws thought it was a major insult not to do things their way. They're so convinced they were perfect parents that if you don't follow their example, we are insulting them on a very deep level. My mother-in-law informed me she would be raising my child, she would be raising my first child because she raised my husband and he was an absolutely perfect child. We no longer communicate with them.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. I will be raising your first child because I raised your husband and he was perfect. Right. A little delusional.
Very much so.
All right, Amy, you're just going to have to put your foot down here on this one.
Because if you don't, you're just going to continue to be miserable and be walked all over.
Yeah.
Which
tell
we don't want.
Have a conversation with your husband. Is he going to say anything?
Right. That's what I said. I think it's going to mean a lot more coming from him.
You can try.
Than it is from you, because she'll just look at you and be like, you're not even my family. I don't need to listen to you.
Well, listen, if they're going to be petty about it, that's all you need to know, right? If they're going to say, if they're going to threaten you with like, well, then we'll never watch your kids again. All right, well, then so be it. I doubt that's going to be the case, but you never know. Some people really are petty. But have that conversation with them. Another person just weighed in and was like, you should just tell your in-laws you do things and parent the way you parent. They did it the way they did it, but it's different times. Kind of like what you said earlier.
Right. Absolutely.
Thanks for the message, guys. We appreciate that. Amy from Hilton does as well. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning on PXY. We'll be right back. See you there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. I know we talked about this back in the fall, but I want to reiterate it for anybody who may have missed it, because starting May 7th, if you fly any domestic flight, you will need a real ID. So we did talk about this. The Real ID Act was passed by Congress in 2005, essentially establishing a minimum security standard for a license insurance purpose for you to be like, yeah, well, this is me and I'm actually getting on this flight. Much of this born out of obviously September 11th. I was talking to my parents last time we flew together and they were like, yeah, back in the day, you could like walk your friends and family up to the gate. You could smoke on an airplane. You could do really whatever.
I remember we never had plane tickets, but when my grandmother would fly back to Italy, we'd all walk straight to the gate with her.
Like, I'm like, see ya. Watch your plane take off from the gate.
Yeah.
Just
pretty much a free-for-all there. And obviously, security measures have gotten tighter over the years because there's crazy people in this world. And on May 7th, they're getting even tighter. The federal government wants everyone flying domestically to have a quality check with their ID. So there's going to be a lot of delays in place because people are obviously going to hear this and then forget. So we'll keep reminding you every couple of months until the 7th. But looking into it, it's free to upgrade. It's just a pain in the ass. The only real difference is there's like a star in the right-hand top corner.
Yeah.
That indicates the quote-unquote real ID. And people brought up like, well, what about an enhanced license? Things like that. It's all relative.
There's no $50 fee to get the real ID?
So let's see here. The cost for a standard license or real ID ranges from $64.25 to $67.50. Now, here's the thing. Since this is so new and all these regulations are going on, I'm like, is it just a money grab? Because we've heard it's free. We heard it's $50. We've heard it's $65. So I guess more information on that, you can visit the DMV's website to actually figure out what exactly it's going to be. But it has gotten confusing over the years. Driver's license, enhanced license, real ID, passport. It's like, it's kind of like a streaming service.
Yeah, if you do
just basic cable.
Just get the headache out of the way. We're all going to need a real ID eventually.
Right.
And so getting that over
bite
with.
The bullet.
Yeah, just we're going to have to do it.
Because the last thing you want to do is get ready for your friend's bachelorette, May 12th. And you don't have the proper identification to fly.
You're going to have to take an Uber.
And then Jessica, she's going to be pissed.
And there goes your friendship. See?
You missed my bachelorette!
See how that trickles down?
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, according to experts, this past Monday was the number one day of the year for breakups and divorce. The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped. Anyone get broken up with this past Monday? 585-252-9800, but that's not the only day on the calendar that gives people in a relationship anxiety. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's time to visit your local vision dealer. Happening now at all vision locations, it's your time to sign, then drive into 2025. It's easy. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero due at signing, and zero charge for rust proofing, paint sealing, and interior protection. Rochester, that gives you zero reason to shop around. Don't wait because our unbeatable selection is going fast, so you better get down here and claim the color and options you want before your dream vehicle is gone. Hurry in now to any vision location or go to our website and schedule your VIP appointment right now.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection, one that helps better their everyday through the things they value most: friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Jurassic Quest is back for 3 days only. See life-size animatronic dinosaurs, including Velociraptor, Triceratops, the massive T-Rex, and so many more. Interact with walking dinos and baby dinos. Experience incredible dinosaur rides, giant fossil digs, inflatables, the fossil science exhibit, and more. Don't miss the largest and most realistic dinosaur event on tour at Rochester Riverside Convention Center this weekend only. Tickets are flying fast. Use promo code SAVE20 to save 20% when you buy at JurassicQuest.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
16 new celebrity recruits. The most extreme military training.
What's your bridge?
This ain't Hollywood, mate.
Fox Tonight, the season premiere of Special Forces, World's Toughest Test.
Tonight at 8 on Fox Rochester.
Turn to Buffalo Plus, complete coverage of the Bills and this year's playoff journey. Unique content you won't find anywhere else. Subscribe to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, get nightly updates on the Bills on 13 Wham News.
Start the year fresh and transform lives in your community by supporting Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. Your donations and purchases support Goodwill community programs. To find your nearest Goodwill location, please visit goodwillfingerlakes.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Today, expect snow showers with blowing snow and a high of 20.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
98PXY traffic.
The morning commute is a slow one this morning, seeing the usual slowdowns on 590 south from 104 to 490. Northbound lanes are also busy. Same thing on 390 south by the airport, 490 east and west between the Pittsford exit in downtown, and 390 north and south between the Thruway and Brighton-Henrietta Town Line Road in Henrietta. 390 south slowed down at last check around Lexington, and 531 east busy between Manitoba Road and 490. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
From the Salino Law Studios.
Car crash? Call Salino.
888-888-8888. Back to the hits on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For all the times that you made me feel small. I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Was anyone aware of the fact that Monday was divorce day? This past Monday was the number one day of the year for breakups or divorce in general.
Hate that.
The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped or serve divorce papers. Did this happen to anyone? 585-252-9800. Experts say this happens more and more. And I need to know how true divorce day really is.
See, this is so crazy because we're hot on the heels of Red Tuesday,
yes,
which is coming up here in just a short while. And Red Tuesday is the Tuesday before Valentine's Day when your significant other is most likely going to break up with you before the holiday so they don't have to buy you a gift.
If that doesn't make you anxious.
Not really sure what will.
The bills.
If you survived Monday, don't worry. Your time's coming.
That's right. Yeah, if that doesn't make you anxious, the bills will. It's said that people tend to avoid breakups in November and December just to kind of get through the holidays. Or sometimes they say all the holiday stress can be the final straw, which is why some of you are getting dumped. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
During the commercial break, a listener messaged in and said, speaking of divorce, I sat in on a contested divorce trial where the husband found his wife getting Eiffel Towered by two strangers she met at a bar. Then he had to explain to the court what Eiffel Towering is.
Oh, dear.
Breezy, look up on your work computer.
I know what it is. I'm so good. Thank you, though. I'm so good.
That makes one of us. If you got a good story, hit us up. The phones are ringing. Let me go to the calls real quick. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. So I'm on my way to work. I'm Joanna, and I am so triggered right now.
Joanna.
Oh, what's going on?
Talk to us. What's up?
Yeah, so I was listening to what you guys are talking about because my boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend, decided to break up with me, that he wanted to break up with me on Monday.
So you got broken up with on Monday, this past Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry. I guess this is a real thing.
Right, exactly. And we had an entire trip already planned to go see his family in Europe. And yeah, it was coming up in March. So I guess it's a real thing.
Who lives in Europe? His parents?
Well, his aunt and uncle live in Europe. And I had already sent him money. And I think what sickens me the most is his decision to spend the holidays with me and then also allow me to plan this trip for an entire 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and me sending him money and paying him a ton of money. And with all that time, everything all along, he had zero intentions of being with me or going on this trip.
Why the breakup, though? Why? I mean, because you guys were together how long before the breakup?
A year.
One year.
That's tough.
Why did he choose to end things?
So that's the craziest part, is that he still hasn't given me a concrete reason of why he wanted to break up.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me his true colors on Monday. We were talking and I tried to talk to him like an adult and sit him down and get an answer.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was just acting like a child. He had no reason. He couldn't give me an actual reason why he wanted to break up.
He was just ran its course.
Interesting.
I don't understand. You sound like a very nice girl. I don't know the depths of your relationship, but in your mind, everything was going pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, everything was fine. He was reaching so hard. I was we're not fighting. We have a great relationship. We respect each other. What's the problem? And at one point, he even quoted, like, to quote him, he was like, well, I'm a Bills fan and you're a Patriots fan, and it makes the relationship hard.
Yeah, that's a reach. That's a reach.
Well, in his defense, he does have a point, Joanna. That does make things tough. Okay.
He, like, broke up with you the Monday after they lost. So tough.
So sorry to hear about the breakup. How overall you're doing okay? Or, I don't know, it's only day two.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I am still kind of in shock, but yeah. It doesn't make sense to me, and I wish I had an answer. Yeah.
How old are you?
36.
Sorry. Breakups suck. They're never easy, but we wish you the best. I appreciate you calling up to share your story.
Are you going to Europe? I would.
I want to. I mean, he has my money, so I mean, I guess I'll visit his aunt and uncle by myself.
Honestly, I would still go. I mean, maybe skip out on visiting his family, but I know people that have been in that same situation and have gone, and it's been a blast. Yeah. So
first things first, Joanna, you need to get that money back.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Have a good one. We're thinking of you.
So, Andrea,
Yikers.
Andrea texting in, I actually broke up with my boyfriend on Monday, but for no other reason than he decided it would be a good idea to start an emotional relationship with my cousin behind my back.
These things happen, though.
They
do.
Yeah. Got to keep it in the family.
Unfortunately, these things happen.
Tell me more about the Bloody Tuesday.
Nope. Just Red Tuesday. Just Red Tuesday. It's a tough one. Truly a tough one. I'm up in arms about it because I just feel like people do it to avoid having to buy someone a gift. When in this case, this past Monday, people are like, no, I'm going to buy you a gift and then I'm going to send you on your way. I think if you're cheap, you'll use Red Tuesday as an excuse.
Why would you freak out about buying a gift? How expensive of a gift are you expected to buy?
I mean, for Valentine's
Day? Yeah.
If you love your partner, you're going to get them a nice gift.
Oh, well, then there's dinner, too, and all that. Some people don't want to go through the rigmarole.
Right. And I don't know. I'm going to be here for the homies when that happens.
All right, listen.
When is it? Wait, it's...
It's a month.
The 11th.
Like 5 weeks away.
The 11th.
Guys, here's the deal. Breezy and I were looking out for you, okay? So if you have a special someone... And Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it. Just keep your head on a swivel, okay?
It's giving cheap ass. I hate it. I don't stand with that. I don't subscribe to that behavior, but thank you. 98 PXY.